expecting this big of a crowd here. It's great to see everyone. I'm so glad to be home now and on the celebrations now.
Second championships are all to come home with a medal as well.
Yeah, I know. Like, I came out here hoping to improve, to upgrade the medal from last year, but to even medal at them championships was a great achievement for me, as I'm only 16 years of age and it was under 18 championships, so I'm over the moon with it.
To achieve consistency like that on the international stage, it's brilliant, really.
Yeah, no, it's hard going. Like, I worked hard and everything all year, and I'm staying up with the Irish team and everything, so I hope to keep it that way now.
Talk to me about how hard it is and the preparations that you put in to get medals like this.
The training, like, it's just constantly training 2 or 3 times a day, and like, you have to just put everything in it. If you don't, you'll not achieve anything. Like, and before school and everything, you have to get up for runs and do your bits. You have to just put everything into it. Like,
when you come home with medals like this, though, it makes it all worthwhile. All those dark moments where you say, why am I doing this? When you have an international medal like this, European bronze, you know, that's when it all comes to mind and go, I can push hard, I can do better the next time. Too.
Definitely. Like, whenever you're in the ring and you feel like you have nothing left to give, and you just think of all them hard times you had where you're about to give up on training and stuff, and you just give it that last wee bit that you have, you know, and give it everything.
I know you are heading into these games with the hope that you do better again, but how happy were you with the bronze medal? Like, what was your thoughts coming home with a bronze?
You know, obviously, again, I wasn't happy. It's not the medal I wanted, but then I had to just keep telling myself that, you know, as I said again, I'm only 16, and to even medal at these is a big thing, and there's only 4 of us came home with medals, with like 20 of us went out, so I'm over the moon again. I keep saying over the moon, but I am over the moon with it. Like,
it's nice to get the few days off school as well, and now to try and get back into all that. Will you take tomorrow off and then go back?
Oh, hey, I'll go out celebrating the night. I'll take tomorrow off, hopefully, if Mama would let me, but it'll be another story. I'll have to try and get around to her first.
In terms of what your plans are for the next while, obviously we mentioned school there, but on the boxing front, what's next?
I haven't had a break now in about a year and a half, so I'll probably take a month off just training and everything, and then just get my head around everything again and get back into it, because it does get tough, you know, at times you need the break. So I'll probably take a month off and then go straight back into hard training again.
And I know there's celebrations planned, I think, in the Villa Rose at the weekend as well.
Oh yeah, have to be all the time in the Villa Rose, so I look forward to the weekend now. So
in terms of the squad overall, I mean, 4 medals out of 20, that's not bad going, and you know, some of the others may be unlucky, they didn't push further in fights as well.
Yeah, now Ireland got it very tough over there. We got a lot of bad decisions. We should have been coming home with a lot more medals than we did, but I was lucky to be one of them that actually got the medal, so I have to just say I'm happy with it, even if it is a bronze, because I know that the rest of them that didn't get the medal would be over the moon with it.
So. And I mentioned earlier the support from your family, your friends, and Rafoe Boxing Club. Without them, you wouldn't be here as well, I'm sure.
No, definitely. Like, just my coaches, Gary and Jerry and Peter O'Donnell, and my mum, like, she takes me everywhere. She was over in Bulgaria with me, my nana and granda, and my sister and mommy. So without all them, I wouldn't be here where I am today. So I'm so grateful to have the support I do.
I'd say you're pretty wrecked after the travel as well, but that buzz when you walk through those doors and you see all the green, white and gold flags, you know, that keeps you going for another while at least.
Oh, I'm buzzing out at the minute, like, but I'd say on the way home in the car I'll pass out, I'm that tired, but the adrenaline is just mad now, seeing everyone here and the buzz, everyone's so happy, like, with all the medals and things, but I'll sleep on the way home anyway, the long road home.